Joining us today on Regional Radio is a Dream Team athlete out of Windsor for girls soccer. It's Carrie Vagley, who scored two goals this year and assisted on three others as a defensive player. So the fact that she was able to put up those stats as a defenseman speaks to how good of a player she is and how much her head coach relies on her. So, Carrie, in terms of getting on Dream Team as a junior, kind of what were your reactions when you found out?
Very shocked, very happy. Did not expect it at all.
How was the team reaction? Did you were you getting a lot of high praise, a lot of hugs, all that good stuff?
Yeah, a lot of people texted me congratulations, and everyone was so supportive of it.
When it comes to preparing for a game, kind of take us through what it's like. Do you get a chance to see any film or anything like that, or is it kind of just play it out on the field as it goes?
It depends on their formation, and we adjust to what they do pretty much. But, yeah, we talk it out, and if something doesn't seem right, then we change something.
I'm sure you know from Coach Hutchison that, you know, Dream Team is a big deal. It's something that a lot of people look forward to at the end of the year. So is that something that you're playing for as a player, or you kind of just focus on the season?
I'm just mainly focused on the season. Like I said, I was really surprised that I got it, and it was like a big honor. Hutch is really proud of me.
Yeah, obviously. And his remarks were that you mark the opponent's best forward and you do a great job of anchoring the defense. And as a junior, that's quite a big responsibility. But I guess you probably feel pretty good about how you handle everything.
Yeah, I try to stay as calm as I can.
Obviously, the season didn't end exactly the way you guys wanted to. You had a rematch against Hillsborough in the district championship and fell short in that one, 2-1. But I don't know if I've mentioned this already, but it's a very young team. You got a pair of freshmen that had great offensive outputs, Bailey Peters and Jordan Kalinske. What was it kind of like to be with them and to play with them this year?
They did amazing. I didn't expect anything more or less. They came out ready to play, and I think next year is going to be a great season because now they're comfortable with what they're doing. Starting varsity as a freshman, they're a lot more comfortable, I feel like, now. So we'll be a lot better next year.
What about you? Were you ever nervous at any point during the season, or are you a pretty calm, cool, and collected kind of person?
I try to stay as calm, but when it gets to those big games like district championship or a big conference game, I get a little nervous, but my team is just always there to reassure me that no matter what, everything will be okay.
And let's kind of turn our focus a little bit to next year. What are some things you're doing this summer through the fall to kind of get ready and better yourself for next season?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow to go to Ohio President Cup Championship for my select team, Colping. And then I will continue with them in the fall to finish out my last select season with them.
All right, very cool. Well, best of luck to you in that regard.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about some people that have helped you along the way. Obviously, Coach Hutchison, your parents, Gary and Donna. What is the support from Coach Hutchison and your parents have been like for you?
They're always there for me no matter what. When we succeed or we don't do good, they always try to put me in a good mood because they don't do good in a bad mood, I guess.
They don't like seeing you in a bad mood, huh?
No.
Are you one of those players that you feel like if you were to describe yourself, you would say you're one that plays with her heart on her sleeve? Or how would you describe the type of player that you are?
I would say I try to be as happy as possible, like no matter in any situation, try to make it a better one. And I always view the score as 0-0, like it's always a fair game.
All right. Well, is there any people you want to thank for helping you get onto Dream Team as a junior?
Definitely thank all my coaches, Mike, Alvarado, Van Dyke, and my select coach, Doug, and my parents who always supported me.
All right. Sounds like you got a good cast behind you. Carrie, once again, congratulations on being a Dream Team member, and best of luck to you on your summer adventures, and we certainly look forward to seeing what you have to put on the soccer pitch next spring.
Thank you so much.
That is Carrie Vagley of Windsor Girls Soccer, a Dream Team athlete, joining us for her interview here on Regional Radio.